Yesterday, we took you to rural California for a historical tour of Delano. That's a town where civil rights activist Cesar Chavez began a massive farm workers protest movement back in the 1960s.
Farm workers in Delano, California have begun an unprecedented strike in the Central Valley. Filipino and Mexican workers have joined forces to demand fair wages and better working conditions for their members. Would you
say that— Today, a new movie opens that looks back at the life of Cesar Chavez and his movement. But how has Delano changed since the Chavez era? Sasha Coco, station KQED, has that story.
The farm town of Delano is still surrounded by vineyards, but the power dynamics here have shifted dramatically. Back in the 60s, white growers controlled the police, the courts, and the town government. Today, if you visit Delano City Hall, you'll meet people like Grace Vallejo.
Right now, we're in front of the pictures of our city council, as you can see. They're all Hispanic, so we've come a long way.
Vallejo's family is Mexican-American, and she picked grapes alongside her parents for years. Now she's the town's mayor and the first Latina to hold the job.
I, for one, do credit a lot of it to the work that we did with Cesar, because he trained on how to be organized, how to get resources so that we could move forward on whatever we're going to do in our life.
Vallejo showed me something else in Delano that took a while to get off the ground, a high school named after Cesar Chavez.
We're approaching the Cesar Chavez Titan Band. And hey, kids! How about playing a little tune?
The school was built on a former vineyard about 10 years ago. But when it was under construction, there was still tremendous animosity towards Chavez in Delano. Growers were seething from the economic impact of the grape boycott, and the farmer who sold the school district the land for the high school tacked on an additional fee for naming the school after Chavez. The debate over the school's name divided the town, but school officials sympathetic to Chavez eventually won. They argued the school's name recognized how Chavez gave farm workers the confidence to get educated and become power brokers in Delano.
It's a huge change in Delano. It's like the caterpillar that became the butterfly. I think that's what happened to our lives. You know, we don't want to fly away. We want to be here, and we want to improve things.
Okay, I want you all to clear off your desk to prepare for the test.
Many of the students and teachers at Cesar Chavez High are children of farm workers. English teacher Lorraine Lanis came back to Delano after earning a master's degree. She says she didn't learn about the significance of her town's history until she was in college in San Diego.
Delano, the farm worker movement, Cesar Chavez, were being mentioned in textbooks all over the world. I knew very little history, so I made it a point to learn my history.
Now she teaches her students that history and the importance of the farm work that still sustains Delano.
Something that I tell my students all the time are grapes that are being eaten in New York. If they're ever bought at a Costco in New York or at a Walmart or even Disneyland, those are grapes that are picked by our relatives here in Delano, and they're being sold internationally.
But new immigrants coming to Delano, many of them don't know who Chavez was, says Irene Mendoza. She's one of thousands of Delano residents from Mexico who still works picking and packing grapes.
¿Saben? Porque escuchan de otros campesinos.
She says, I hear from other farm workers that thanks to Chavez, we have this or that, but they don't really know who he was. Mendoza knows Chavez's movement brought her the unemployment pay she gets in the winter when work in the fields dries up. Like many other immigrants here, Mendoza came to the U.S. well after the farm worker movement peaked in the 60s and 70s. Since then, the union that Chavez co-founded has seen its membership dwindle. Mendoza's never worked under a union contract and says she's not sure she needs one.
Ahorita las condiciones del campesino están bien.
Now the conditions in the fields are better, says Mendoza. We have cold water, enough bathrooms. The only thing missing, she says, is that she barely earns above minimum wage. The Farm Workers Union is hoping field workers like Mendoza will be more inspired to join the union when they see Chavez on the big screen. About 1,000 farm workers watched a premiere of the new movie this week, projected in front of the old Union Hall in Delano. For The World, I'm Sasha Coca, Delano, California.